Jesus, man, you scared me.
Morning, Emma.
Oh, God! Damn you, Willis! You scared the holy piss out of me!
Hey, the kid is back. Emma Duvall's back in town.
Yeah, she's back, and she can't even seem to get her feet wet before certain people start snooping around trying to check up on her.
Hey, I'm not checking up on you. I just happened by.
Well, I would love to stay and chat, but I got a bunch of deliveries to make, at least 30 pounds to clean before dark.
Hey, listen, Emma. I'm worried about Cookie.
What? What's wrong?
She's old.
Yeah?
She's old and she needs you.
Me? Why would she possibly need me? Nobody needs me. I'm a worthless tramp, remember?
Oh, come on, Emma, don't say that.
Why not? Mother did.
Oh, no, she didn't. Your Aunt Camille did.
Same difference. So what's all this about, Cookie? I mean, she's been old for a long time.
Exactly. That's why I worry, because she's got no family to take care of her, to look after her when she's not able to go up those stairs by herself anymore. And believe me, that day's not long away, if you know what I'm saying.
But she's got you.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly family, you know.
Yes, you are. To Aunt Cookie, you are. To me and her, you are always family, and you know that.
I keep working on the caboose. It's coming out real nice.
What's he mean, working on the caboose?
My new house.
What? Oh, come on. You can't live in no caboose.
I can't?
No, you can't. It ain't safe.
Wes, you worry too much. Just relax.
You listen to me, Emma Duvall. I can't let you do this. You got family here. Now, why don't you just come on over to Cookie's and stay for a while? She got more than enough room, and she'd like it. A whole lot.
Wes, I mean, just maybe later, not
right now.
All right,
look, do me a favor now. Drop me off at the square, all right?
Manny will look after me, and besides, he said he's got a lot of extra furniture.
Yeah, I've seen the man.
You smell like fish.
Yeah, well, you smell like turkey. Okay.
How long you been sleeping in that van? That ain't safe, you know.
I know. I found that out in Bluffton.
That's why you came back?
Yep. He took that for me.
What happened down there?
Nothing.
You tried going home yet?
Yeah, I tried. It lasted about an hour before Aunt Camille kicked me out of the house again. For good.
Camille? What about your mother? What she had to say about it?
What do you think she had to say?
All I'm saying is this here. Cookie, she been talking a lot of weird shit lately, saying stuff just doesn't make any sense. Now, I think she's starting to lose it. Now, I'm not asking anything major of you, Emma. I'm just asking you to do one thing.
What's that?
Come over and have Easter dinner with me and Cookie tomorrow. Come on, it's just for an afternoon, please. For Cookie, come on, she misses you. You the only person left mean anything to her. We having catfish enchiladas.
All right, I'll come.
Dog! Look, come over about noon, okay? Cookie gonna be in heaven. Oh, man, you gonna be in heaven.
Here comes your heaven, Willis!
Manny?
I'm getting some light in here for you. Ain't had you dressing and undressing in the dark. Well, fancy seeing you here in Holly Springs.
What are you wearing that for?
My uniform. Went off to the sheriff's department.
The sheriff's department? You're a cop now?
Sure am.
Great, congratulations. I'm still a criminal and you're the law. Our timing continues to suck.
Well, hey, I'm not the one who took off from doing that without so much as a phone call. What do you expect me to do? Stay around here looking at the horizon waiting for you to come back? Hey. What happened to your face?
I fell. Willis? What you doing? Willis? What are you going up there for? What's going on? What'd you do? What happened to your shirt? What's wrong?
It's Cookie.
What about her?
She's dead.
Hey, Cookie. What is
wrong? It's worse. She was shot.
What do you mean, shot?
I don't know. They found her at the house. She was shot at the house. Somebody shot her at the house.
Oh, God. Damn right somebody made a mistake. Oh, Emma. Oh, honey, baby, let Mama give you a hug.
You just stay away from me, Mama. Don't touch me.
All you people are nuts. Willis did not shoot Aunt Cookie, Billy. There is no way that Willis did this. He loved her. And he's probably the only person besides me that'll even go to her damn funeral.
Watch what you say in this house, young lady.
This house? What, like it's your house all of a sudden, huh? Well, I will say whatever I please in this house, because this is Cookie's house.
Emma, honey, it's okay. Cora, enough. Leave her alone. As far as the funeral goes, I just hope you'll find somebody a little more tasteful than that.
I hate you, you stupid, insensitive bitch.
Hi, Emma.
Welcome back to town. I don't suppose you came back to pay those parking tickets now, did you?
Well, I was going to talk to you about that, but...
What happened to your face?
Nothing. Mainly, I'm here to bring this shirt to Willis.
Willis, I can't believe this. I cannot believe you're in this cell. Lester, what are you doing with Willis?
Calm down, all right.
And you're playing Scrabble and time like this?
Yes, we're keeping our minds occupied.
Yeah?
Yeah, until somebody comes back here and straightens this thing out. Ain't that right, Willis?
All right,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, everything's gonna be all right.
Well, as long as you've got Willis in this cell, you can just count me in, too, because I'm not leaving. I can't get me out of here, can I?
Well, but maybe I'd have to work that out.
Well, if they try, we can just remind them that I'm an actual criminal. I've got $234 worth of outstanding parking tickets. That's a Marshall County record. Not to mention a few other things they didn't catch me for. And I've been on the lam. I'm a fugitive from justice, so arrest me!
I knew I smelled catfish.
Ha ha! Y'all got a coping shade around here?
Yeah, it's right down this hallway to the right. Hold on! Bring me another Dr. Pepper.
You're way behind.
Sorry about Willis. But he didn't do it.
Didn't do it? Of course he didn't do it. Jesus! Put another notch in your gun for that one.
That's
I'll buy you some coffee, Willis.
No, thanks.
Oh, go ahead. Coffee's real good for you in times of stress.
I don't want it.
Yes, he'd do with a fresh pop.
Let's see what I got. Mm. Yeah, well, you're right, Emma. I could use a little fresh coffee. Help me clear my head. Come on.
You bet Aunt Cookie can't be clearing her head tonight. How about now? She'd be sitting there at the kitchen table smoking her pipe, wouldn't she?
Ms. Orchard smoked a pipe?
Oh, yeah. She had racks and racks of them all over the house and there on the mantel and in the kitchen. You know them little dainty ones for ladies? Mother and Aunt Camille hated it too, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was a disgrace. Mainly Aunt Camille. What an idiot she is.
What all did you say you found my fingerprints on? Because I can tell you right now, I cleaned every one of them guns last night, so my prints must have been on all of them. Anybody see you clean them?
I did.
You did not. And why would I smash a gun case that doesn't even lock?
Yeah.
Latch doesn't even work.
He's right. I've seen it a million times. It just sort of hangs there. A million times, maybe even more.
I've been meaning to fix it. If that necklace wasn't a fake, worth about $50. Buck, he never told Cookie, though. And she died thinking he'd given her diamonds and rubies.
Emma Duval, his cellmate. Who made this stuff?
Lester Ware. Thank you.
Want some tea?
Mm-hmm.
Jason, what are you doing here?
Nothing. Well... Wanted to show me how to run the front desk.
Did you eat yet?
Yeah.
Want some seconds? Now tell me, why would they put a brave old cop like yourself up at the boring old front desk?
Well, Wanda's gonna be tied up tomorrow. Something to do with you, Mr. Richland.
You know, telling what my last meal's gonna be.
That's not funny. Willis, was your family as crazy as mine?
Yeah, some of them. Every family got a few loose screws here and there. But there's always some keepers, too.
Do you have a favorite relative?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was the youngest of his 34 grandkids.
34?
Isn't that something? One man. 34 grandkids.
Well, how'd they tell you all apart?
Well, 16 of them was girls, 18 boys. That helped. And then 20 of us was black, the other 14 white.
What do you mean, white?
White, like you.
How'd that happen?
My granddaddy was white. Yeah, yeah, we was all mixed up color-wise, but I came out the blackest.
Wow.
Emma, would you get it for me? I sure do like the way you make my coffee.
Would you like a little cream in it this time?
Yeah, heavy on the cream. You get my coffee?
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. No, it's all right. You can wait till later. You know what, Emma?
What?
You don't smell much like catfish anymore. For some reason, you're starting to smell more like that sweet crab salad Cookie used to make.
Wonder if Jason's killed himself over Mother yet.
What?
He said that he's playing this young Syrian soldier who's in love with this princess who just happens to be my mother, and, well, she ignores him, and so he stabs himself in the heart.
Poor Jason.
It serves him right, sniffing up the wrong tree.
It's just acting, Emma. I bet he's good in that death scene. Maybe he knows what it's like to feel that way about a woman.
I know what it's like to feel that way about a man.
They're bringing in your Aunt Camille. She's AB negative.
What's that mean?
She's got negative blood.
Negative blood?
AB.
Wow.
You see that? Thank you.
Is for real?
It's
You're kin to me?
Yeah. Yeah, sorta.
Your granddaddy, what?
He's her signature.
Yeah. He was Buck's daddy. Buck and my mama was sister and brother.
Thank you.
Well, this is great. So you and I were like cousins or something?
Yeah.
Which means I'm part black?
Well, not really, Emma.
In checking for blood types, we discovered she has a condition.
Yeah, I'll tell you what her condition is. She's nuts.
Emma, is Miss Dixon your aunt?
Unfortunately.
You ever seen her suffer from this kind of condition here?
Unfortunately not.
Well, this paper here says that she almost died giving birth.
Birth?
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Camille?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's impossible, because she's never even gotten laid.
Mm.
Really?
You mean you ain't got a cousin somewhere?
Just Willis, as far as I know.
April 1st, 1979.
That's my birthday. My uncle is my daddy?
Well,
So for the past 20 years, this missing guy's been my daddy, and then for the last 12 hours, he was my uncle, and now he's my daddy again?
I'm afraid so, Emma. Cora's husband, Donnie, he was your father.
Willis, did you know anything about this?
No, I didn't.
I honestly don't believe anybody knew but me. I'm sorry, I just couldn't tell you earlier. Curse of a one-lawyer town, I guess.
So, Jack, then tell me exactly how this happened. What do you mean disappeared? I was told that he went to Africa on a church mission and gave his life saving children during a famine.
Well, not exactly what happened. He died, all right, about 4 years later, somewhere down in Alabama. In a button factory accident.
A button factory?
Yeah. Seems the whole poker machine broke loose and fell on him. They say he had 273 holes in him before they could get it off.
Willis? What is wrong with all these people?
Where you going?
Swimming with Jason.
All right, you watch out for snakes down here.
I see y'all later. That was good, Willis. Come on, get up.
What?
Don't whoop me. Get up. Mr. Smarty Fan.
Willis 2, Emma 0.